Let me tell you a secret.
There's a saying in the spy business that nothing is as it seems. The old, disheveled guy sitting on a milk crate on a street corner with a cup in his extended hand asking for money may not be a beggar at all.
I'm not who you think I am.
There are thousands of people out here on the streets of Washington that we see almost every day that are not who they appear to be. Some of them rely on disguises.
She would dress very plain. She kept her hair cut short, which she said she did because it helped her blend in with a male-dominated intelligence community.
That's Chris Simmons, former chief of the Americas team with the Defense Intelligence Agency's Counterintelligence Research Analysis Unit. And she, the woman that he referred to, was Ana Montes.
She was providing the Cubans secrets, not only about our issues with them, but also topics that Cuban allies would have found important.
After 15 years, she was arrested in September 2001. Her disguise was her quiet life right here in Cleveland Park. But there are others who use disguises to change their appearances, and they can do it very quickly right here on the street.
If you are in a crowd of people, you can do almost anything.
That's Jana Mendez, former chief of disguise for the CIA. And right now, Connecticut Avenue, K Street, the heart of rush hour, there are thousands of people making their way to their destinations, the prime location for what Jana Mendez calls disguise on the run. And she says it's possible to make a massive change of appearance in a minimum of time.
45 steps in 45 seconds.
A spy can become a completely different person.
From a businessman carrying a briefcase to an old woman wearing a dirty pink coat with a shawl, pulling a grocery cart loaded with groceries.
And that's not just a hypothetical.
We used that kind of a scenario overseas multiple times.
That's high stress, and sometimes it can take its toll.
The fear, of course, of getting caught, I was actually sweating. It was well below zero.
Real story from a real spy coming up in my next report. JJ Green, WTOP News.